There's your Northwest Outdoor Report, brought to you by Truck Vault, the leader in secure vehicle storage. Big changes ahead for Sulduck Steelhead. WDFW recently announced that it will shut down the Snyder Creek Hatchery Program on the famed Sulduck River. The program has been operated by the Olympic Peninsula Guides Association for 25 years and is used to bolster the winter steelhead run on the Sulduck. The state recently designated the Sulduck as a wild steelhead management zone. Helps to preserve the wild steelhead gene pool there by reducing interactions with hatchery steelhead. It's the first river to get this designation in the state, and other rivers could follow suit in the near future.
Jason King of Bellingham took top honors and $10,000 in cash in the Roach Harbor Derby last weekend with a 16.6-pound winter blackmouth. 293 anglers caught 93 blackmouth in the big San Juan Island Derby amidst some of the nicest winter weather imaginable. Another name that keeps appearing in the Salmon Derby series, of course, that of Derek Floyd, a real class charters and Sitka, who along with his wife and another couple took total team weight category at the Roach. They weighed in 44.13 pounds for $2,000 in cash.
The commission approved WDFW's proposal to increase the number of multi-season deer permits from 4,000 to 8,500 in the state, the number of elk permits from 850 to 1,250. Lucky hunter that draws one of the multi-season permits can hunt the rifle, muzzleloader, and archery season in Washington State. State wildlife managers have assured the commission that increasing permit levels will expand hunting opportunities without posing a risk to deer and elk populations.
President's Day weekend razor clam dig scheduled. The next razor clam digs are scheduled for February 18th through 19th at Long Beach, Twin Harbors, and Mocrocks. The low tide is at 4:13 on Saturday and 5 p.m. on Sunday. Final approval for the digs will be made this Monday.
The first spring Chinook of the season hit the deck last weekend on the Columbia River. Marky Wassa at the Seattle Times reported that the first sport-caught spring Chinook of the 2012 season did indeed hit the deck of a sport boat last Sunday. The fish was between 12 and 14 pounds and was caught in the Vancouver area. Anglers are gearing up for the fourth largest spring Chinook forecast in 50 years on the Columbia River.
Annie Miesberg at Mardon Resort reported that 2 7-plus-pound walleye were caught off the dock of the resort last weekend, and the action has been fairly steady. A small 3-ounce rainbow trout pattern swim bait has been the ticket. The dock has been closed to the public during this winter, which means folks that purchase a dock pass from the resort get premium fishing access virtually to themselves.
Almost a world record yellowfin. Ronnie Taglin's 430-pound yellowfin tuna caught out of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico last month may not be a world record, but it's still the biggest yellowfin tuna ever caught. The huge tuna was hooked up by a mate aboard the Tenacious and then handed off to Ronnie, which immediately disqualified the fish from making the IGFA record book. What's more ironic is that they hooked the huge yellowfin on a Mustad circle hook, and it would have qualified for $1 million in cash in the Mustad Hook-A-Million contest. When Bloody Decks columnist Charlie Levine asked Ronnie about missing out on the big money, he said, "Well, that one stings, but I'm not losing any sleep over it."
Ice fishing bar pops up in Minnesota. Two important Minnesota winter traditions, drinking and fishing, can be found at the new establishment doing a brisk big business on Lake Linden, Minnesota. The Ice Hole Bar opened up on January 19th and has been packed to the gunwale since. People are usually wall-to-wall on the weekends, said Chris Haugen, owner of the Ice Hole Bar.
Haven't you thought of that? Yeah, I know you thought of that. That's your Northwest Outdoor Report, brought to you by the great folks at Truck Vault and Cedar Woolley. Check out your next secure vehicle storage system at truckvault.com.